My name is Jeremiah Moore. I live in San Francisco, California, and work creatively with sound as an engineer, as a sound artist, and a designer. I started recording sound when I was 5 on my mom's portable Sony reel-to-reel recorder, which was a very early consumer model. And I still have some of those tapes. It's interesting to go back and listen to, mostly because I was very fascinated with sound. It was interesting to discover those tapes and go back to them because I started to see some of the roots of where this came from for me. It was much later in school, actually, in 1992, I was in college, when the world of sound recording opened up in yet a new way, which was the DAT machine. Suddenly, it was possible to record sounds in the world with a quality that began to approach the quality with which you hear. I was also reading two important books at the time, both Silence by John Cage and The Tuning of the World Toward a Theory of Soundscape Design by R. Murray Schafer. I was also, at the same time, traveling in Europe for the first time in all of these new places and hearing new sounds and being just awash in all this freshness of new ways of listening, new sounds. It was very exciting. And the recordings I made during that time, I think, form the basis of what I do now. As far as the question of why I record sounds, I get enjoyment out of listening to the recordings that I make. I find that there's music in the sounds of the world, and I enjoy the challenge and the sort of ethereal, there's something ethereal and wonderful about capturing a sense of a space which a sound can convey. And I like to go back and listen to the sounds that I've recorded, and I like the fact the way in which it brings me back into the place where it was recorded. It's a journey of sorts, and I'm never quite sure if that journey is, if there's some part of the quality of it, if it's a good sound and it really takes me on a journey. I somehow believe that it's going to take other people on a journey too, albeit a different one. But that if the sound has that quality, that it's going to take people with it when they listen to it. Had been in Prague and was traveling to Budapest on a night train. It was an old Soviet train car, and the tracks in this particular area were not welded, which is unusual for Europe. I'm not so sure about Eastern Europe, but most modern train tracks have are welded into one seamless track. But this particular place, there were gaps so that as you rode, you'd get that sort of familiar train kind of sound. And I got up in the middle of the night to use the restroom in the train and discovered the most amazing, beautiful resonance in the bathroom. And just the sound was amazing. So I started to sort of try to figure out where it was, listening around different places. And it turns out that in the old Russian train cars, there's this metal toilet and a little foot pedal controls a flap that opens at the bottom of the toilet. And if you open that flap, you're looking down on the tracks passing by underneath the train. The toilet just empties immediately onto the train tracks through a hole in the floor, essentially. This sound of the tracks going by comes back up through this hole and makes this fantastic metallic resonant tone in the bathroom of the train. So, of course, I had to go get my DAT recorder immediately and recorded for about 5-6 minutes of the train going through some different speed variations and playing with the microphone in that resonant space. The piece Train Dream was composed of a bunch of location recordings, including the recording of the bathroom in the Czech train and the recording of the child singing in the Pantheon in Rome. It was composed in 1996 and appeared in the listening room at the Sound Culture 96 exposition in San Francisco, which was curated by Scott Generic. Last night I dreamt of trains. Far off,